This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, we've got an interesting show planned for you today. Welcome. It's the Ray Lucia Show. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. If you've got a pressing money question, and a whole lot of people do, I know we've got Chip waiting online already today. We'll get to Chip momentarily. Emails coming in, too, at raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Bloomberg writes, the most expensive bond market in history has come unhinged, or not. We'll get a chance, hopefully, to talk about that as McKinsey assesses the future stock and bond returns. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. In light of the lower expected returns, what are you supposed to do? But we'll start today with this. How increased longevity affects your planning. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Revolution starting right now with Bobby Wu. Woo, woo. Bobby, how you doing?
Doing great, Ray.
You need to pay close attention to this because this affects not only old guys like me, but young guys, and I should say ladies, and you're not supposed to say gals, I guess, but young women and young men like Bobby Wooldridge and his newly betrothed bride of about a week and a couple of days.
Indeed.
Congratulations on that. Recent statistics, Bobby, show markedly improved longevity rates. Now, we have discussed this many times before with the improvements in healthcare and so forth. It's getting better and better and better as our markets are getting riskier and riskier and riskier, and returns are going lower, lower, and lower. All of that doesn't spell a handsome future for the handsome devil to my right, because you got to be a lot smarter. It ain't going to be like us boomers. You know, where we experienced one of the greatest bull market runs in history. And if we were investors and fully invested, you know, from the mid-1970s until the year 2000, we made so much money we thought it was because of our brains and smarts. And a lot of people, a lot of my friends and peers, thought it was because they were so smart. But the markets went up some 300%. And in the 90s, it was just, you know, a great time to be investing. And of course, the bond market during a 20 or 30 year period did well as well. But between 1985 and 2010, the number of people living past the age of 90 tripled. Imagine that. That's not that many years. 85, 95, that's 25 years if my fingers are counting correctly. 25 years. The number of people living past the age of 90 tripled. And they claim it will quadruple over the next 40 years. Babaroo, the next 40 years puts you at age 70, my friend. That means there's a 400% likelihood that you'll live past the age of 90.
Excited.
Well, you're getting all excited, but you're going to have enough money, you're going to be eating dog food.
Uh-oh.
You got a wife now. You're probably going to have kids coming in the next few years, right? So that means you got to do a heck of a lot better job of planning, frankly, than I had to do. In addition, it goes on to say, death rates for various diseases, including the two leading killers. You know what they are, Bob, right?
Heart disease
and C, the C word, cancer.
Cancer,
very good. Have decreased, this is incredible, from 38% to 13.5% over the past 10 years. So that's all likely to get better. The confluence of all of this means you're going to live longer, you're going to probably live healthier, which will cause you to live longer and not die of a heart attack or of cancer, at least not as soon. And that means you're going to have to do better with your money. So in light of all of that, Bloomberg says the most expensive bond market in history has come unhinged or not. And McKinsey assesses future stock and bond returns. So either way, it's almost 100% certain, at least in my mind, that stocks and bonds ain't doing what they've done going forward. And as I said yesterday, we have got to come up with different ways to skin. I can't say skin the cat. My wife gets mad at me. She loves the little kitties. I can't even say every dog will have their day because she loves dogs too. That's why she married me. But McKinsey assesses future stock and bond returns. In light of that, what are you going to do? Well, the obvious, save more. Bobby, you've got to redouble your efforts to save. That means you got to learn to live like you've been living, like a pauper, until Christina gets out of school and she can score a job too. And even then, you're going to want to manage how big of a house you buy, what kind of expenses you take on, how many babies you pop out in the first few years, et cetera, et cetera. Lose less. As I mentioned also yesterday, the day before, if I could go back and just recoup the stupid losses, you know, you're always going to have losses in the stock market, but not stupid losses, you know. Like I was talking about my friend from church that, you know, I lent $30,000 or $40,000 to for his business that I sort of knew was going to fail because most small businesses like that do fail. And all I got in return was a Taylor 12-string guitar about 10 years later. But just think if if I'd have had that $35,000, $40,000 invested in the market. That was during the time, by the way, that the market was on fire, tripling over a decade or so. In the 90s, yeah, that 35 grand would be worth a couple of hundred grand today. And if you can believe it, I've had even worse deals that I've done with family members and friends of family and all that because they had a really good idea. It wasn't a good idea. They needed the money or they were going to profit somehow off of my making a loan to them. Or I don't know, it was a sucker. And we do that stuff. You know, you're doing well in business. Everything's good. They look up to you. They kiss your butt. Ah, come on. Lose less. It was during a time period where, you know what? We were turning pennies into gold. The market was just, you know, the technology boom and all that stuff. And then right about 2000, everything sort of changed. Lose less. Buffer your strategies somehow. Try to put some fail-safe mechanisms into your portfolio. I'm not talking about doing stop orders and all that garbage. That never works. It only works for the guys that write books about it. I'm talking about changing your investment strategy so that you can utilize different products. If the bond market is as expensive as everybody is saying, and I see no reason to doubt that, by the way, when you've seen the 10-year Treasury drop from over 2% in yields not too long ago down to 1.5%. Yeah, you've made a lot of money in the bond market. Of course you have. What does that mean for those jumping in now? I mean, interest rates are freaking negative on a global basis in many countries around the world, including great economies like in Germany. negative interest rates. Some are saying we're headed there. I don't think so. But certainly the bond market is way risky today. If I get a chance, I can quote chapter and verse on that from some people that have a lot more authority, or they're more authoritative in that world than me. I mean, I'm talking about real economists, not talk show hosts. Invest wisely and invest differently. We've talked about this. We talked yesterday about adding real estate to the portfolio, low leveraged real estate to the portfolio. In lieu of buying, say, bonds, is it potentially riskier? I'm not so sure that today it is. I'm not so sure that an all-cash investment in, say, real estate would be as risky as an investment in the bond market. Now, I'm sure when you look at it academically, you got to say, oh, no, real estate's significantly more risky. And maybe from an academic perspective it is, but from a realistic perspective, is it, when you take into account all of the aspects of investing, your free cash flow, your protection against inflation, and so forth? I would suggest to you that it's the leverage that creates the risk. It's not the asset class itself. And then finally, you must have patience. You must have patience.
You lack discipline.
How the Wealthiest Americans Got Rich May Surprise You was written by Chuck Jaffe. I can sum it up in one word: patience. No, they didn't inherit it. No, it wasn't like Donald Trump, where he kind of started on third base or second base. They worked hard, saved frequently, and invested wisely. We'll be back.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rating number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. Perhaps one of the most important things that we've talked about in a long time, and that is the fact that the economy is changing, and it's changing dramatically. At the same time, we are living longer, substantially longer, and we are expected to live significantly longer on into the future. So while most of the time we're talking about retirees and pre-retirees, this discussion extends to people Bobby's age, in their 30s and 40s and even 20s for that matter. And as we look at the forecasts for rates of return over time, and if this group McKinsey got it right, and I don't think they got it totally right. In fact, I think they may even be more optimistic than I would be. They forecast a real stock market total return. That's after inflation, inflation adjusted. And I think inflation is going to be quite muted by comparison. Nonetheless, total stock market returns, including dividends, in a low growth environment of 4 to 5%. That's real after inflation. So if inflation's a couple of percent, and boy, the Fed would absolutely love to see inflation at 2%. There are some countries around the world would love to see inflation at 0.5% because they're having deflation. We're not at that point today anyway. Some are predicting it. I'm not necessarily, but I am thinking that this low growth rate, real after inflation rate of return for stocks at 4 to 5% might be closer to the 4 number and perhaps even a little bit lower than that, unless somehow or another we can start spurring economic growth. And you're not going to get there with higher taxes on the rich or higher taxes on even the middle class, as Bernie Sanders would like to see. But 4 to 5% growth. And on the bond side, it's even worse. It's 0 to 1%. Now, I want to contrast that. I want to contrast that, quite frankly, with where the 10-year treasuries have been, at least historically, since 1985. 10-year treasury real returns, 5.82%, rounded at 6%. That's just unheard of today. Excuse me, that's after inflation. So somebody that did a 50-50 mix, let's say, you know, umpteen years ago, and if you were to look at the potential forecast, you might have made an 8% after inflation real return on stocks. And if you got 6% on bonds, that's 7%. For a blended rate of return. If you're forecasting a 7% blended rate of return in the world that we live in today, forecasting into the future, it's just not realistic. Because if stocks are going to do 5 and bonds are going to do 1, and that may be generous, a 50-50 mix puts you at a 3% real return going forward. You understand why I'm saying we can't do it in the future like we've done it in the past? This is why I've talked about guaranteeing some annuitized income in lieu of bonds. Why would you buy a bond with a real 1% or 0% rate of return when you can lock in a distribution that's guaranteed for as long as you live that puts you at 5 or 6%, maybe 4% real with zero risk? And the longer you live, the better that real return gets. Why wouldn't you do that? Every academic study I've read on retirement withdrawal strategies says you should. So why wouldn't you do that? And as far as the stock market is concerned, why wouldn't you allocate some of your, quote, stock market money to other non-correlating investment assets, such as real estate, as we discussed the other day? We didn't get into a lengthy discussion on correlation. I'll do that some other time. But the fact is, you want to have assets that will likely go up even if the stock market's not going up, and real estate could be that asset class. Now, it may be you're jumping in at an inopportune time today as well, but you got to do something. You got to do something. And then you also must manage the risk of outliving your assets by starting sooner, investing wisely, buffering yourself against losses, which is basically playing the patience game. So that's what we've been talking about really all week long. And I bring it up because you have the Federal Reserve meeting right now, and they are absolutely clueless on what to do. We were so convinced this time last year, it was, oh, we're going to start raising interest rates because the economy is doing so fantastic. Now, a year later, everybody's going, yeah, well, the stock market's done nothing in the last year. The bond market's done great because interest rates have come down, not up. It's the market that's driving them down. And the Federal Reserve is hamstrung. They don't know what they can do. They know they need to raise interest rates because we need it globally. You've got the dollar that's likely to get stronger and stronger and stronger. Because other countries, Donald Trump's right, they're manipulating their currencies weaker and weaker and weaker. It is a conundrum of all conundrums. And what I am suggesting to you folks is you got to get outside the box. You got to invest a little bit differently. You got to invest more wisely. And you have to apply tax strategies that will increase your net spendable income. All right, we're going to get started on the phone lines with Chip from Tampa, Florida, because Chip has an interesting question. Now, Chip, I'll have to keep you through the to the next segment, but I know what your question is, or I know a little bit about it. How are you doing today, my friend?
Excellent, Ray. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for giving us a buzz. All right, tell me what's cooking in your life. You had some questions about LLCs and all that, pretty complicated stuff. That I wanted try to get through on the air if I could.
All right. Well, actually, late last year, you had you talked to a gentleman about self-directed, and forgive me, I'm not going to probably use the proper term, so I'm just going to call it a plan. And you also mentioned, it's better if it's through a corporation and not just an LLC. I just kind of wanted you to hopefully just go over some of the highlights of that to refresh my memory.
I'll be happy to.
You said, be a little bit wiser and smarter and think a little bit.
Sure. Very, very quickly, in 30 seconds or less, tell me what you do for a living, and then we'll go to the break. We'll come back, and I'll address why an LLC may not be the right choice for certain self-employed individuals, even though it may be the most popular one. Very quickly, what do you do for a living, Chip?
Building maintenance.
Okay, building maintenance. Do you? And how old are you, bud?
52.
5'2"?
Yes, sir.
Okay, stick around. You're the man, and I've got the solutions for you. Listen, folks, you're going to want to tune into this, and particularly if you're self-employed, but even if you're not, you will find it quite interesting when we get talking about retirement planning for somebody that's 52 years old. You know why, Bobby?
What's that?
52-year-olds got to get jiggy with it, as Will Smith once said. Stick around. The Ray Lucia Show continues.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. The Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. Occasionally, we talk to people that own their own business, and Chip is on the line right now, who does just that. So, Chip, tell me again what you do and how many employees you have, et cetera, et cetera. Go.
We do building maintenance, and I dabble in real estate. I don't have any employees. They're all subcontractors.
Well, that's a very good thing. Tell me about your dabbling in real estate as an investor or as a property manager or both?
A little of both.
Okay. How much do you make in each, the maintenance and the real estate property management?
About a quarter a year on each.
A quarter million or 25,000?
No, 250K.
All right, so you're making about $500,000 a year, correct?
Correct.
And how many years have you done that?
I've just reached that level here in the last year and a half, 2 years.
All right, so I want you to go back and tell me the last 3 years what you have averaged net profit from the business, not from real estate income, but from actually the fees that you get for managing property, as well as the fees that you get net after expenses from the building maintenance that you do?
Average for the last 3 years would be about 190 to 200K.
Okay, perfect. Now, your question was about whether you do an LLC or you do a corporation. I don't see where an LLC is going to necessarily help you here because an LLC might protect you from an employee getting sued or whatever, but you don't really have any. It would protect you against a subcontractor dragging you into a lawsuit. But as far as asset protection, one's just as good as the other. What we're really talking about here is tax planning. Now, are you married or are you happy? No, are you married or are you single? Sorry, that was a joke for Bobby's sake.
Yeah, I'm not married.
Okay, single dude. How much does it take for you to live each and every month? How much money would you want to spend having the lavish of lifestyle that you might ever want?
I'm very frugal. Most everything's paid for, just general expenses that everybody has, $2,000 a month.
Boy, you are. You're the catch of Tampa, Florida. No doubt about that. Single dude making $500,000, only needs to spend a couple of grand a month. Man alive, you got a target on your back. Do you drive a hot red Mustang or something like that, convertible?
Negative.
Just an ugly truck?
No, sir. That's like a neon light chain. Come and get me.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here's what I would do if I were in your shoes. I would incorporate as a subchapter S corporation. Are you an LLC today?
Yes.
Okay. So your LLC could choose to be taxed as a corporation, so you probably don't need to do anything, but you missed the deadline to do that for 2016. So when I say corporation, it's going to be synonymous with an LLC that's also taxed as a corporation. But what you want to do is you want to set up something called a defined benefit pension plan. And you want to shelter a boatload of money. Now, I can refer you to people that do this stuff. I used to do it for a living a long time ago. I just have good contacts now that do it. But basically what you're going to do is you're going to design a maximum funded defined benefit plan. You're probably going to throw a 401k plan in on top of that. And you're going to want to put a couple of $100,000 away into this retirement account. Because after, Can you tell me after you write off all of your expenses, what your net's going to be this year? Net after all expenses. Will it be a couple of hundred grand, 250?
Close to a couple, real close to a couple of hundred.
All right, so here's what I would do. Since you've already established a track record of making close to a couple hundred thousand dollars, and because you're age 52, now remember, you're like a dozen years away from retirement age. So you've established a track record that says you make a couple hundred thousand bucks a year. You can fund for your defined benefit plan for a couple of hundred thousand dollars a year. So let me just do a quick mathematical. This is not an actuarial calculation, by the way. This is purely hypothetical. But if I wanted 200,000 bucks a year for my lifetime, call it, 15 or 20 years post-retirement, you need to get a couple of million bucks in the bank over the next, let's call it, 10, 15 years. So if I want to get to $2.2 million, we'll call it a dozen years, over the next dozen years, and you can earn 4% on your money, that's a payment of $150,000. So right off the bat, you now have this corporate shell. You take enough salary so that you can put the maximum into a 401k plan. After you pay your Social Security taxes, that's going to be about, a $30,000, $40,000 salary. Maybe make it $50,000 or $60,000, right, so that you can put, like 24 grand away into a 401k plan. You can pay your Social Security. You can take a couple of grand net after taxes out and finance your expenses, leaving $150,000 left over for you to put into the defined benefit plan. No FICA tax, so you don't have any self-employment. You don't have any, FICA. You're only going to have to pay FICA on the amount you take as actual salary. No federal income tax. You're in Florida, so you avoid the state income tax debacle. And you put $150,000 away pre-tax to be taken out later on when you're in a much lower tax bracket and you only have to take minimum amounts of money out at the time. That would be a strategy for you to discuss with a professional. You'd need probably an accountant and an actuary in the mix,
right,
along with a financial advisor. How does that sound to you, my friend?
That's exactly what I was getting at, because I couldn't remember everything from, it was like last fall when I heard the other talk.
Yeah,
I talk
about it a few times a year, because not everybody that listens to this program is a business owner. I'm threatening, by the way, to do a show specifically for business owners. I made my bones in the business working with small business owners just like you. And you are in the perfect position because you don't have any employees. This gets a little bit more complicated. It still works, by the way. It just gets a little more complicated when you have employees. So stick around. We can talk to you more off the air. I'll be happy to refer you to people that can help you with this. It is pretty sophisticated. It's not free. You're going to have to spend some money on fees. But by the way, if you put 150 grand away pre-tax in your tax bracket, you probably just saved this year $50,000 in income taxes.
Income tax, right.
Yep. And you'll be able to take that money out later on when you're in a significantly lower bracket, because you won't be making any money. You'll just have your Social Security and all that. And by the way, this will have a minor impact on how much Social Security you'll get. But I'm assuming if you're 52, you've been working and doing fairly well for at least the last 20, 30 years, right?
Yes, sir.
So you've already probably gotten almost the max out of your Social Security. So this is not going to have a major impact for you. It will have some minor impact depending on how much salary you take. This is huge. This is an absolutely huge strategy. Stick around. We'll talk to you off the air. But thank you very much,
thank you,
Chip, for the call.
Yeah, love your show.
That's Chip in Tampa, Florida. And, if you're self-employed, you should do what Chip did. He actually emailed me and asked some questions about this. And I said, you know what? It's kind of complicated. You know me, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather talk to somebody than have to sit there with my two index fingers on my iPhone mm-hmm. at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like I was emailing you at 3:30 this morning, wasn't I?
Indeed.
Yeah. I don't want to do that if you have a complex situation. So it's much easier if you just call me on the phone or call on the show, and I can go through a strategy like we did with Chip. This is going to work out phenomenally well for Chip. And as far as his expense, he's already paid for the LLC. So it just needs to be tweaked. But the defined benefit plan he has to set up right now under the LLC, and then next year it'll be reconfigured under the LLC as an S corporation. There's also some other tricks to the trade that I didn't get into with Chip, but with the right advisory team in the mix, he can save a bundle in taxes over the next several years and then reap those rewards really for the rest of his life. Stick around, we'll be back.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guarantee. Guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. Again, a special thank you to Chip for calling in. I just noticed, Bobby, that Chip's email is on the list for today.
Indeed, we can cross him out.
Yeah, so we don't have to do the Chip in Tampa, Florida email because we just did it, a whole segment. Boy, you want a whole segment devoted to you? Send me a really interesting email. I did that once before for a guy I think I called Luigi. He didn't want his name revealed on national radio and television. So if you don't want your name revealed, we'll call you Luigi or some other name. Tony, as in Soprano. By the way, I stayed up last night late, mm-hmm. and I was watching the story about Gotti and all these mafioso people, and it was really, really interesting. I hadn't really spent a lot of time studying the mafia because my dad told me all kinds of stories.
I'm going to make him an offer.
Right. Let's do some emails, though. We'll start in Houston, Texas, with Ramon in Houston. Good question here, too. You can tell these questions are coming in from people that actually listen to the show, and they start thinking. Ramon asks, I'm considering a reverse mortgage LOC, line of credit, and postponing taking my Social Security. What do you think? Ramon, I actually think it's a pretty good idea. You know, the reverse mortgage lines of credit, especially today, are pretty competitive from an interest rate standpoint. You're not going to get 3% or 4%. But when you compare the cost of taking money out of the line of credit to finance your living expenses while you're postponing taking your Social Security payments, if you live long enough, and most of us will, as I mentioned earlier in the program, life expectancies keep getting longer and longer and longer. People are living longer and living healthier. You will end up with an annuity that's significantly greater by postponing Social Security. Remember, from age 66 to age 70, you get about 8% simple per year, which is what, 32, 33% more money inflation adjusted forever. So if you call Gene Pastula and say, give me a quote for an inflation adjusted annuity starting at age 66, I want to put X amount of dollars in, or excuse me, the payment starting at age 70, but I'll fund it from 66 to 70. He could do that math for you and just do the comparison. I think you will find that you can't buy an annuity that's as good as Social Security, especially when you consider there's survivor benefits and all that other stuff. It's not just money that you get. Remember, if it's like my case, my wife doesn't have her own Social Security benefit, so she relies on my benefit. So if I start early and I croak early, she gets a much lower amount for the rest of her life. If I start later and croak early, she gets the higher amount for the rest of her life because she gets my benefit, which is significantly higher than half of my benefit. It's like 100% higher, isn't it? Anyway, Ramon, I think you're spot on here. No question about it. Let's head out to Mesa, Arizona. Daryl, I have a good friend named Daryl from Mesa, Arizona.
Could be Daryl.
But he doesn't spell his name D-A-R-R-Y-L. Mm. He spells it D-A-R-R-E-L.
Hmm.
Anyway, Daryl in Mesa, Arizona. My wife and I are in our late 40s. He's also older than this dude. And done a very good job saving and maxing out our 401ks. We want to retire in our mid-50s and maybe start a business or travel. I'll talk about starting the business in your mid-50s and traveling in just a second. We have about 600K saved up in pre-tax and 250K in brokerage. Can we, should we, tap into our 401k early using the 72T? Okay, let's go back to starting the business. You know, I'm all for starting a business in your mid-50s, but you guys have accumulated, how much is that? $850,000. If that money doubles between now and the time that you're going to retire, 7, 8, 9 years from now, and with your contributions and a reasonable rate of return, that's likely to happen. You're going to have $1.5 million. $1.5 million, you want to take some of that money and go into a risky business? You know, buy some sandwich franchise or some dry cleaner or whatever. I don't know. And I'm speaking from experience here. I've watched people lose their fortunes by going into a risky business proposition. Now, if you buy an existing business that's got a great cash flow and you know the business and you've been around it for a long time, maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't. But I'm just telling you fatherly advice here. If you were my kid and my kid came to me and said, I'm thinking about buying a business in 6 or 7 years and taking that on out into retirement, I would say don't allocate too much of your net worth to that business. Don't sign multi-million dollar leases and contracts, because if something happens, if we end up in another Great Depression or Great Recession and the business fails, all of that hard work and savings that you've done gets wiped out instantaneously. Now, the good news is the money that you have in 401k and IRA would be protected potentially from a bankruptcy. So that's a good thing. The brokerage money, not so much. That's going to be put at risk. So that being said, if you're dead set on doing the business thing, I'd probably want to drain the brokerage account from a risk management standpoint to live on before I did a 72T with my retirement money, because retirement money is protected. The creditors can't come after your 401k, et cetera, et cetera. Now, on the other side of the coin, if you said, you know what, maybe I'll just, you know, go down to the golf course and I'll do some caddying. You know, I'll fix the golf carts. I'll make a little bit of money and I'll get free golf. That's the kind of retirement job I dream of. It probably still wouldn't help my stupid 20 handicap. In either event, you don't need to do a 72T if you retire in the year you turn age 55 or later from a 401k. You can just go to the 401k and say, send me a check. No penalties. So you don't need to worry about 72 teeing. If it's all been rolled over to an IRA, then you might consider parceling off some and doing a 72T election. I would much prefer you to take the age 55 withdrawal from a 401k. A lot less complicated. You don't have to worry about math like Bobby has to worry about math all the time. All right, I'm out of time. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Now go out and make it a fabulous day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.